Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and you know, we get authors, we get people on this show all the time that we absolutely adore, and you know, we love the various worlds of entertainment. We're drawn by one now, Nicholas Sparks, here in The Attack. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you with us. I mean, this has got to be a wonderful, wonderful experience for you. You're not only the author, but the producer as well.
Yeah, I have a film coming out, The Choice. It comes out February 5th, and I've been blessed, right? This is the 11th film that I've had adapted from my work, and it's always a lot of fun to do that, and this one was particularly fun because not only was I the author and the producer, but it was run through my production company, so I got to be involved in even more things this time, which is fun. I think life is about learning and experiencing new things, and it was just a great experience all around.
And Nicholas, I mean, you know, authors were not generally treated particularly well in Hollywood a lot of times. So forming your own production company and everything else, I mean, that had to be good for you, but it gives you a lot of control, doesn't it?
It does. And at the same time, we worked in association with Lionsgate. And film is always a collaborative process. And I think that those, it's important to choose those people with whom you're going to work. And we had a great partnership with Lionsgate. And at the same time, as much control as I like to think I have, in the end, any film really becomes the director's film. The director is the one calling the shots when it comes to the camera and how things look and how it's all edited together. In the end, the director's probably the one most responsible for either the success or the failure or whatever perception there is about the film.
I guess the place to start is give us a summary of what this movie's all about, and then from there I want to move on to some of the unique challenges that you guys had to overcome in this movie, and we'll talk about that. But give us a brief synopsis of the plot and the story of the movie, The Choice, if you would, Nicholas.
Sure. Well, essentially it's about the choices we make when it comes to love and how critical and how far are you willing to go in the name of love. You know, what sacrifices are you willing to make? So it's a story about a guy who's very comfortable being a bachelor, Travis. Ex-door moves a young lady. She's a medical school student. She's engaged, and she's very happy. She has her whole life planned out pretty much in her own mind, at least. And yet when these two meet and get to know each other, there's a chemistry between them. And so Gabby, the female, the medical school student, she has a very large choice to make that will no doubt alter the rest of her life.
And we're joined by Nicholas Sparks, and the book and the movie are both called The Choice. Now, talk to us a little bit, because anytime you have to adapt a book into a screenplay and into a movie, there are some unique challenges. Let's talk about the specific challenges that you had to deal with in taking the book, The Choice, and turning it into the movie, The Choice.
Well, I think the biggest challenge overall is to take a story told with words, and you have to change that into a story told with pictures. And so it's these are two entirely different mediums that use two entirely different storytelling vehicles. And it's really easy as an author to get tied into the words or specific scenes or specific chapters or sections, you might say, that you want in a novel. And yet that's not necessarily what's necessary to make a great film. And so you have to always wear a little bit of both hats. I guess you put on the film hat. Once I'm done with the novel and I move into the film, I have to take off the novelist hat and look through and say, all right, what are some images that we can use to capture the major themes, the spirit and the intent of the story and the spirit and the intent of the characters? And then, of course, you also have to be willing to let a lot of stuff go, because a novel might be 400 pages and a script is about 100. So already off the top, you're only allowed to tell about 25% of the story.
You know, it's pretty amazing. I mean, the success of The Notebook is legendary. And, you know, in our PR notes, it says it's a two-part story like The Notebook. But number one, do you feel pressure at all to live up to that success of The Notebook? And then it also says that this was partially inspired by The Notebook. So let's explore that in both aspects.
Yeah, I don't feel a lot of pressure, or certainly no more pressure than I ever have. I think I started feeling pressure after The Notebook, even before The Notebook came out as a novel. I thought I had hopes that the novel would be a success, but I remember finishing The Notebook and saying to myself, my goodness, that's it. That's the only story I have. What am I going to do now? Right? I was fortunate that Message in a Bottle, I was able to put that together, and that became a very prominent film, and on we've gone. So it has less to do with, let's say, living up to The Notebook than just living up to the challenge of telling the kind of story that I think should be told. Can I tell a story that I think readers are going to enjoy and then possibly viewers are going to enjoy? And so that challenge hasn't changed. And, you know, I guess if I didn't write The Notebook, maybe I'd feel something. But since I did, I'm proud that I've written it, you know. I mean, you don't always want to be compared to the Titanic or something, you know. That would probably make me feel bad. The Notebook and The Choice are really the only two novels and films that really explore what happens after the honeymoon ends, right? And a lot of my stories, they either end with tragedy, or the couples want to be together but can't, or the couples get together. And you have the sense that everything is going to work out between them. And yet, we all know that life is not always that easy, that challenges come up. So The Choice is a story that explores what happens next. All right, they fell in love. Now what happens? Right? What happens next? And I love stories like that because they really reflect reality.
Well, here's a final one from me before we let you run. Again, the movie is The Choice. It's going to be in theaters nationwide 1 week from Friday. That's Friday, February 5th. Now, will you be sweating this? You know, will you be sitting around the house all weekend waiting to hear from the people at your production company and the people at Lionsgate about the numbers and how it did? Will you feel that kind of pressure?
No, I don't. I mean, it's always interesting and it's always fun to watch those numbers. As a general rule, an inside rule is we all know well in advance anyway what the numbers are going to be. So, I mean, with the people, the studios and everybody, we all pay big money to know in advance, like to get that information 2 or 3 days earlier. They have really good estimating things. So you kind of know what the numbers are going to be. And at the same time, you know, as big as my films have been, and they've all been successful at the Hollywood, the box office level, really my films take off, they're even bigger on DVD and on cable, because they're the kind of films that people feel as though they can watch, and they can watch them over and over again. So I try not, in other words, these are films that tend to have longevity, and so I don't really worry about it too much. In the end, I just try to make the best film that I can or write the best novel that I can.
Well, Nicholas, we want to keep you on schedule. We appreciate the couple minutes. You also have another novel out called See Me, which came out in October, and you can get it in the usual places and, of course, Amazon. And good luck with the movie and good luck going forward. We'd love to have you back on.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.